you ever see like some rotten teeth, I wonder like, hey, how you get to this? like you just make up your mind, say, yo, me nah gonna brush my teeth ever again. People, welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Yeah, I'm run out of artist openings now still in
America. Yeah. We know we shoot over 30 episodes. Yeah.
I was like, damn, what am I going to use today? But you know what? You know what? We don't run out of though.
Exactly. Telling people to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
Yes. Yeah.
We have hit the 30 episode marker.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is episode number 30, but we know we hit.
Like we're there.
We're there.
Fully. That's so, like a whole season.
As a matter of fact, I need you guys to let us know, how has it been so far? You know, what sort of value have we added to right. your day?
How have you liked this season of
the day? Yeah, because it's always a season.
It's been seasons, because it was the bus years.
Stop and go.
You know what I mean?
Stop and go.
Different things and times. Speaking of seasons, like what are you watching nowadays?
Like, yo, big man thing, I feel like I am just like a YouTube watcher, completely.
Really? I've also like locked in on YouTube. I'm very heavy on YouTube. Yeah. I've been trying to find other things to watch.
Yeah,
though.
Like YouTube have a way to like, it show you one thing and then it show you a next thing.
YouTube know you.
Like, me not feel like, right, YouTube know me, brother. Mm-hmm. Like YouTube send me down some wormhole. That not sound that right.
You know?
Something about it. Something about it sound that way.
I'm going to feel like it deserve a why, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? God, what kind of wormhole?
Me definitely watch. Me just watch whole heap of, like, YouTube, mate.
Because I feel like... any shows bro, or anything
I can
like
watch
that?
Everything on YouTube.
True. I mean, so one of my favorite things to do on YouTube now is like if there's a movie or a show that I kind of want to watch, but I can't dedicate myself to watch it, I just find somebody who's already watched it and watch all them talk about it.
You know, it's like, brother, I feel like, brother, I consult YouTube for practically everything.
Yeah.
Like if I want to know the news,
yeah,
I go up on YouTube. If I want to know which side of news, I want to learn to, you know, say I have two different, I want to know the story from seven different ways.
You can hear everybody's...
May I hear everybody's perspective from YouTube?
Yeah. I see that.
If more I learn about whichever new equipment me go buy,
yeah,
YouTube. If more I learn about the song them where I come out, where I go on to Jamaica, where YouTube. I go on everywhere in the world, YouTube. Which shoe? If more reviews, oh Lord, me kill that.
The YouTube reviews is...
Brother, yo...
I don't feel like anywhere has better reviews than YouTube, to be fair.
There's nowhere else you can go and find them thing there, brother. Because see, the thing is, me used to watch like Wolipa, like, me's a documentary junkie.
Like what kind of documentaries? Like, you know, we spoke about Hoof Guy.
Yeah. You know. Hoof Guy is not really a documentary.
It's not documentary. But
I am the biggest Nate the Hoof Guy fan.
Mm-hmm.
Cause bro. Let me tell you something. You see when Nate start shave them hoofs, the brother? Always.
Yeah, man. The farmer said that, you know, the cow's see, been see, going see, well, see, but...
I can tell that if you check this area, she's in a lot of pain. But I'm just going to get in my grinder and shave off this hoof. Now, as you can see, she's putting a lot of pressure. She's putting a lot of pressure on this part of the hoof, so I'm gonna get my block on here. So we're gonna shave this off with my grinder and block it, and then I'm gonna get my knife, and I'm gonna really start.
Meanwhile,
I'm gonna
peel the hoof like a orange, you know, like a pea.
Man, I peel it up, man say. Yes, viewers, I think we found the problem. If you look, you see the line, and I try my best not to hit into the corium. Because if we go into the quorum, she's going to be in a lot of pain. How did I get dragged in, bro?
That's like me and Me an Irish dancer, no, brother.
The Irish dancer, them.
Oh, Lord, bro.
Are you seeing... how did this even become a thing, my youth?
Okay, so, you know, I'm a nerd. I'm into weird stuff, right? Yeah. So I've kind of been into watching Irish dance before, right? I didn't know where to watch it necessarily. But, brother, I started watching couple clips on YouTube. And then from YouTube, some clips started popping up on IG. I reacted on IG. And now I'm seeing every possible...
As the Irish dancing man.
Yeah, I'm the Irish dancing guy.
Because you know, funny, like, me, I do a show in Ireland, I don't know.
Yeah? Dublin, right?
Dublin. Yeah. Yeah. I do a show in Dublin.
They must say, yo, bro, you need to come to Dublin. You need to come to Belfast. You need to go to Cork. Bro, Ireland would love you.
I was like, just for the dancing.
Just for the dancing. And me no know nothing about the dancing. I'm just an observer, you know?
Bro, that is how crazy the internet is.
Yeah.
Because, do you know what... Jiggers is.
Jiggers?
Not a dance.
What?
Chat. Oh God, my guy with this chat thing. Chat.
So the only thing I know as jiggers is like the drink pouring thing.
Comments. Explain to this. They say jiggers. Let me see if anybody, if you know what jiggers is, comment.
Yeah.
Jiggers mm-hmm. is a infection that is common in Africa
mm-hmm.
where start in a people foot.
Mm.
And it's like pockets are like pus.
Okay.
Multiple pockets are pus.
Mm.
Where you have to like cut with a knife, take out the pus. Cut with a knife, like, take out the pus. Cut,
oh, wow.
Bro.
That sounds crazy. I feel like I need to see that.
I mean, I watch a war light.
So you're into like pus pop, like pimple popping videos and stuff like that?
And cut like cysts. Brother, so my time, yo, we see the ripe, yo, yes, yo. We see the ripe twist, me get excited.
Yes, yeah, man, mm-hmm. That one they both forgot, crazy.
Yeah, me, I say, I'm off watch that one, yeah, because that one, yeah, ripe.
Have you seen the hair follicle ones where it's like, them find like a little bump, like a hair bump, and then them pull out the hair bump and it's like.
Far, some this longest
it's like,
hair.
It's like, yo, the man them have an afro in the bump, bro.
Brother, somebody, that's why I said the craziest thing for watch, because old, like, after like the measles, after I'm watching Jiggers, mm-hmm. God, trust me, brother, Jiggers crazy.
All right, me need to go.
Yeah, you have to check out Jiggers. If you don't see Jiggers yet, let's go see what Jiggers is.
Mm-hmm.
I like watch, there's, you ever hear about like tonsil stones?
I've heard about them. I've never watched any videos on them.
Brother, tonsil stones is literally like.
It's like calcium, something in the back of your throat.
In the back of your throat.
Yeah.
And them look like stone.
Mm-hmm.
And like you have to, people use like Q-tip or whatever, and like go there and like clean them out, bro.
So people have like
stones in them tonsils. Me don't know what cause it, do I know?
That's crazy.
Me don't know what cause it, but me like sit down and watch it like tonsil stone.
Yeah.
Say, oh people, get this. Oh, you get this in your mouth.
How you do that? Like, so you know, feel a stone
like a rock,
like
stone.
A rock stone in the back of your throat.
You know what me can't understand though?
What?
And this are for people. People out there, you ever see like some rotten teeth? I wonder like, hey, how you get to this? like you just make up your mind and say, yo, me nah gonna brush my teeth ever again.
So I've seen people with like, all right, I understand certain scenarios, right? I've seen people with like, you know, plaque on them teeth, right? And the plaque might have developed. Who knows what happened in them?
How
in
you
them
develop
life.
That so much?
When
you look, you see like a hole, like brother, like the Super Saiyans in the man them. Brother, or some brother, when you look, dog, it's like a yellow shield.
Yeah,
round the teeth.
So, all right. So, when I first moved to LA, I was like bouncing around for a little while. And because of that, I wasn't able to like properly
brush your teeth so often.
So often.
Crooks, there's no way you can. Oh,
No.
How
no,
you
no.
not able for brush
no,
your teeth?
Crooks. Not brush your teeth. Not brush your teeth often.
Did you forget to eat?
No,
did you stop?
No.
to pray this morning.
No, man. So what happened? All right. So my teeth kind of space out.
Yeah.
Right? So for me, it's not necessarily the brushing. It's like flossing and picking and them something.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was moving around, I didn't really have, I never have my water pick them time there. I never have like the pick them when I normally use. So the calcium eventually like started developing here.
That's crazy. That's nasty. You're nasty.
I mean, you know, I went to the dentist.
So you got rid of it.
I got rid of it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But there's people that, bro, I've seen like videos where it's like, bro, there is no way you really let this.
Brother, you let it go. That is what I'm saying. Like,
I've seen people with like, is more plaque than teeth.
Brother, I see people. Brother, I watch some of the video them on YouTube
mm-hmm.
with the plaque cutting
mm-hmm.
and me just see straight yellow. I couldn't believe teeth under there. Bro, when them done
plaque than teeth.
Like teeth, there.
Bro.
But what is like that yellow thing that them call plaque? Is it thick like a teeth?
So
how that develop?
It's so plaque is like the, it's not really plaque. So this is like a evolved version of plaque.
Mm-hmm.
So plaque is like just the regular
dirt.
Like dirt on your teeth.
Yeah, when you eat food.
Yeah. When that calcifies, it becomes this thing that they call calculus.
The yellow thing.
Yeah. And then that becomes more difficult to remove.
So you can't brush that way.
You can't just brush it away.
So you can't just use a fork and just dig it out.
You can't use a fork. That's going to be dangerous. But you have like picks. You can use like a pick. But if when it gets to like a certain point, like you need that.
But some of the time, a machine, me say, I drill them thing.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Like when I did clean mine, bro, so when the dentist goes like, yeah, I drill them. I feel like it in my brain. The drill gone, bro. It's like, so when I see those people with the extreme ones, bro, sometimes when them done, you know, the whole of them gum raw, you know, bridging.
Brother, that's why I am wondering, how did it get to that?
I mean,
how it get this, like, at what point y'all say, well on, this, something about this half
enough. Hey, a lot of people in the world, you know, dentistry not as popular as we take it to be, you know, bro.
And one thing, you know, because I don't go dentist half enough, you know,
yeah.
I just brush my teeth while it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try, I'm going to use like Colgate and anything, you know.
We
buy like some special toothpaste.
Yes, I also.
We buy some like medicated toothpaste.
I always try to like which one have the can them say it them. So, have you heard of like the actual process in which you're supposed to? Like,
we see it all the time.
Cause I normally, all right.
I'm going to follow the brush teeth regimen when I see though. I just kind of, my brush teeth regimen. I can't bother with the anti-clockwise, up, so, down.
Yeah, but you have
to do all of that.
You have to do that and then circle around yourself.
The circle, the side there.
Yeah, man. Get your tongue scrape on that kind of something.
I can't.
So you're supposed to, apparently, you're supposed to floss first.
Before you brush your teeth?
Yeah, you're supposed to floss and pick and whatever first. Mm-hmm. Then mouthwash. Then brush your teeth. And you're not supposed to rinse with water.
What you rinse with?
You're supposed to just spit.
And then left the toothpaste in my mouth?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to start with that. So don't wash out the...
Yeah, let me say just... And you're good. You see me? But, I mean, for me, because I've been rinsing after I brush my teeth for so long, it feels weird just knowing that there's toothpaste in your mouth.
Me, I know, so the thing is, me normally eat toothpaste while eating, you know. No, man, you used to pepper my food.
You.
Toothpaste help with pepper.
You know, I was about to say, you strike me as like the kind of
child.
You
know, eat toothpaste.
Would I eat toothpaste?
Brother, I just eat toothpaste. You know, me, that man, I just love eat toothpaste.
You know what I think is, do
me
you
love
remember?
When toothpaste dry up. Me like dry toothpaste, the one like with cake up. Eat it in our pieces. Yeah. Them toothpaste are nice.
Bro, you can't be a normal person.
I was a toothpaste eater. Yo, me used to like, yo, you see when the toothpaste can open?
Yeah.
You see, I had the toothpaste round like it round and the rim. Oh, Lord.
Listen, that's
delicious. Delicious.
I remember, did they used to have like a gum, like a chewing gum or something that was in a...
It was like a little strip thing you put up on your tongue.
No, man. There was like a candy that... Like it came in a toothpaste tube.
Oh, me remember
this,
that.
Yeah, this is like...
My brother, trust
comments. Me. Comments. Let me know if I remember that one. There. Maybe I'm too old for, you know.
Brother, me are the original toothpaste eater.
Yes, a toothpaste side
tube. Because the thing is... Hey, and comments, don't leave me out of this, you know. Don't make me feel like I'm me alone. I eat toothpaste. Brother, let me tell you something. One time, there was a time when me... Because I love... See, you know? Tell me if you don't know this. You don't ever... Eat a toothpaste, then drink water.
Come be like tea. Come be like mint tea, man.
That's why me love. You see, right. Anytime when me don't brush my teeth, the first thing me want is a tall glass of water.
You know what's the worst thing? You ever drink like an orange juice or something after you brush your teeth?
Tastes bad.
Jeez and peace. The worst thing ever. Something about the
chemical them today, it does not work.
It does not work at all, brother. It don't work at all.
Brother, I used to love my toothpaste them now, my lad. Just yam toothpaste, brother. I used to teeth toothpaste, carry out school.
And just have nobody
now look. Me dip me out in my toothpaste and yam it.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually
Yo, when me it's funny thing is when me did younger, I feel like me did have a brush teeth obsession.
Yeah,
but you know, when me a big man, me realize this. I thought that if you were using like Listerine, you never had to brush your teeth. I thought that was the way of the commercial
I can see that because the commercial make it look like
for just
Listerine,
30 seconds twice a day.
And it
don't wimp
out,
now there. You know that one.
Yo,
it's just
so
30
glad,
seconds twice a day.
I'm so glad they worked on like trying to subdue
them,
the Listerine.
Brother, Listerine, calm down now.
Brother, Listerine could have murdered people
brother,
back then, you know?
Listerine burn up you, brother. Yo, brother, Listerine, brother, to make it to 30 seconds with them Listerine the back in the days.
That's why they have to hype you up. Like, come on, you can do it.
You can do it. You can do it. Don't right. wimp out now.
All right.
There.
Do you remember the original brown Listerine? Before them reach like mint
see,
flavor.
The brown one, them still sell today.
Them still sell.
I just never buy them before.
Bro, you've never tried it?
Me say it just like plain.
Plain? Brother, battery acid that, you know? Bro, one of the day, I'd love to see you just do a reaction one day trying the original brown Listerine. It's still calm down now compared to the original. You know?
That's what me I say. Why was it that potent?
I have no idea. Cause, I mean, the commercial, when you watch a commercial, you know, and I'm sure the computer graphics of the Listerine killing all the germs in your mouth.
That's why I mean, believe me, never have to brush my teeth.
Yeah, because every germ's dead. So why am I need for...
Me not, the way how Listerine used to burn up my mouth when me a little bit, me feel like it did do a better job than the brush teeth.
Yeah, man, because when you're done, sometimes you gum them...
Brother, I couldn't... me feel like that commercial didn't make for Pitney.
Yeah.
Bro, for make... I don't think to the day as an adult, have you ever made it to the 30 seconds? I don't think me ever make it to the 30 seconds, you know.
I don't think so either.
30 seconds was...
I will leap that.
Brother, you see, Al, if you make it stay would one you... side too long, yo!
Yo, I'm going to get jack on and start bullying up, brother.
You see, Al, if you go up.
Yeah, man. Done.
Hey, once in history.
Hey, don't all have like a little, like you bite your cheek or something. You have a little cut in it. Like,
oh, God. Yeah,
man, problem.
Mercy.
Problem, bro. You're going to cry.
But water tastes good after it, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Water.
For sure.
And ice cream.
I've never done ice cream after brushing your teeth is diabolical.
Ice cream. Yo, you ever realize the amount of things we undo?
Yeah.
Like, even to this day, I will, like, brush my teeth for going to bed and then just eat a chocolate bar before
completely
I go to sleep.
Completely ruin the whole...
Like, the whole process of brushing my teeth. This is
like,
just gone.
Brush your teeth so you can, you know, you'll be good for the sleep.
But that's going to make me eat.
Yep. And no chocolate. No, the worst thing.
Chocolate.
Yeah, man. Stain and sugar.
The worst two combination for your teeth.
I don't know why, you know.
Mash up your teeth.
Jaja. But I think is it like, as far as like, plaque on them, something like the calculus and whatever. Mm-hmm. Usually it's like, flossing, people just don't floss.
Oh.
Are you big on flossing?
Depends on what kind of flossing you're talking about.
Is it me?
I'm a flosser. I floss.
You floss? Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you like a string person or you have
yeah,
like
me buy the little pick thing then when we can.
I like the pick one them. I feel like the blue pick thing,
I'm just use that.
The picks made me appreciate flossing more.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like when it was like, you know, you have to pull off the cable.
Yeah.
You have to know the technique of wrapping the thing
it
around your finger.
Long. It take too long. I too much work. Yeah, but try okay. Floss with my toothbrush and I'm going to go so.
Yeah. I just run it through. The
we try, you know?
Yeah.
Cut through all, I space them.
You know what I think works the best, though? The picks, you know, you can buy a little pick them at the...
Yeah. And just
yeah,
work
I mean?
With them. But yo, like, you would you get veneers?
Veneers? I haven't seen good veneers, bro.
Really?
I feel like...
You would be amazed to know how much people... Have veneers where you actually think are like, oh, yo.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if I needed them, I'd get them. I wouldn't get them like, just like cosmetically. Like, I've, you know, my teeth aren't great, but I feel like me
there's
work
worse
with them.
Teeth out there.
Yeah, I feel like there's worse teeth out there. Like, some people teeth, I'd sit and be like, all right, I'd get veneers if my teeth didn't stay so.
I know, because like for me have, me have a, me have a double teeth to the back, you know.
Oh, really?
So, like, people would think me actually, like, don't have no teeth, so?
Yeah. Oh, but it's really... Like, oh! I see it.
It's there.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like braces could fix that, though. I don't feel like...
I had in braces. But guess what? I did get Sprinter.
So, you're like...
No, I get Sprinter. And it's like, that was like, it's either you have the braces, they mean, or you do the movie.
Wow. Decisions,
but you can't do the...
You can't do
like,
the
me literally take out my braces, then go to Sprinter.
Wow.
I'm like having braces for like about 2 months, and then me get the role of Sprinter. I mean, I say, okay, out.
Out. It's like, yo, we can't have you in the movie with braces. I feel like it would have been crazy for you with braces.
Brother, get that out of here.
I couldn't imagine seeing that movie with you with braces.
With braces.
Yeah, it would have been crazy.
Yeah, me never have braces. Me never have braces for a long time because I never get for thing that. Yeah. And then after me, I said, I feel like my teeth them all right. Me can't.
Yeah. Not terrible. Yeah.
Exactly. But if I wouldn't want, would I put in braces now? Me have to know, say, me I do like, I probably might.
I might.
Who do want the braces? There has to be something else.
So the only thing I, teeth-wise, the only thing I don't want to fix right now because I have an underbite.
What is that?
Underbite. So my lower jaw goes above my...
I am out that. I don't think I teeth them cause that.
Yeah, you can fix it.
Oh, I think I just your mouth. It's there, so.
Yeah, no, that it's fixable. It's like a jaw.
So it push your jaw forward or push your jaw backward?
Yeah, it would. The braces would like kind of...
Just make a man thump in your face.
Could do that too.
The right, just one boom.
I don't want to lose the teeth though.
I want to keep them.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, I want to push them back. I don't want to push them out.
Push them forward.
You know? But like, that's the only thing I feel like I can fix.
The generation in my family, the yard that I grew up in, like my father and one of them catch dead poison. None of them on the teeth.
Really?
All them teeth mash up.
Damn.
Nah, reach me, no.
That's the unleaded.
Yeah, one of them catch lead poison. Them used to make battery in the yard they used to live in.
Yeah.
So apparently, like, you know, they used to ramp in the backyard. Yeah. So like, father teeth them mash up. Man, uncle teeth. One of them teeth mash up.
And the lead cause that?
Yeah, them say lead poisoning can affect your teeth.
Like weaken the...
I mean, no weight, though.
That's crazy.
But I mean, it mash up people teeth.
There's a... Not me. No,
not,
sir.
Not, no. No. I mean, no, I mean, get me. Me get my mother's side of family teeth.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, forgive thanks when parents give
proper teeth, you know?
You know what I mean?
Me get my father nose, my mother teeth, you know, mother color.
Yeah, I'm so glad I got some
father
some,
foot.
Some of the height from my pops, God, boy.
How short is your mother, really?
My mother is 4'11".
You know how short that is?
My mother is 4'11", bro. Like, sometimes I look at her, I'm like, yo.
You are little.
Good thing you pick pops in a car, boy. I'm going to couldn't go through life 4'11", mama. 5'2".
4'11", rough still. Kaya, what, 5'4"? 5'4", 5'5".
Like 5'6", 5'5", maybe. 5'9".
Thank God. 5'9"?
I'm just going to keep
adding height until... 5'4", 5'5", 5'6", maybe.
5'something.
5'9". You know you're 5, though.
Yeah, yeah, for CFT. Sure. You know what I mean? As long as I'm not 4'11", I'm good. You see me?
God, brother. But yeah, talk about like TV and them dinner, brother. May I watch... Watch Netflix sometime.
Yeah.
Watch. But it's a documentary watcher, though. I just documentary watch. I mean, like, watch a documentary, then we're like, oh, you see him in the jungle.
Oh, you like the nature documentaries?
In the jungle, the lion is the king.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got to be really careful right now, because if he sees and gets alerted, it can get very dangerous.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the lion. There's one on Netflix I'm going to watch. It came out a couple years ago. I think Obama was narrating it. Bro. I felt like this documentary was Obama using like presidential clearance to show us like new animals. Bro, him show some something and it's like, yeah, this.
I've never seen this before.
This monkey has. Bro, some of them he's like, this is the first time this monkey has ever been filmed ever in these wild, you know, the Appalachian Mountains. Mm-hmm. These monkeys have developed particular grips for the steep, sharp slopes. So it's like, hold them thing I never.
That's what I mean, brother. I like fraud. Have you ever watched the ones where they talk about aquatic animals?
Yes.
Like, so y'all tell me divers go into the sea and swim side of them thing for 1.5 hours and get all them shots here?
Some of them have scuba tank and rate it, you know. I don't know if I could have ever do that, bro.
White people, brother, why would I swim side of one shark and I'll touch it?
Yo, I give white people credit for them something that's still in the
car. What do I know is... This is the funny part.
Yeah.
So, you know, every in our life, we study things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, when you study, you have trial and error.
Right.
So, how long it take them to figure out how to swim side of our shark? Because
holy poor people getting near my shark, life, bro.
We're talking about each time they mess up, is a life that, oh, well.
It's we a know, life gone.
Let's not touch him there. All right.
Yeah, okay, so they don't like when you play with their fins.
All right,
okay.
So when he's swimming towards me, put my hand out and he cannot see me. Right. Like, it takes time.
So there's apparently for great white sharks, there's a technique that if you're being approached by a shark,
you can move them.
You touch their nose,
yeah,
and you can redirect them. Now, if you touch their nose and kind of like point them down, they freeze for a second and have to like rebalance. Because apparently sharks, like if they don't move, like it messes them up. So they have to move. Like they have to stay in motion in the water. So once you stop them, it like messes them up. So you see them and them go, whoop. And it's like, how much you learn that?
How much time it feel? How much man turn them around?
How much man lose a hand trying to touch a shark nose?
To figure out, okay, that never worked good. All right, can I even use my hand to write it?
It's like, all right, I did this and like tried to like karate, you know, push him. he bit my arm off, so don't do that.
So don't, that's what I mean. I said, the practices of them thing,
yeah,
that make no sense.
It crazy sometimes because even I've seen like, bro, all right, you've gone hiking and stuff like that, right?
Sometime.
You ever go hiking like a runyon or one of them mountains out there and see how white people hike? Like running down the mountain. Like, bro, I see some people are jogged down literal precipices. Like y'all go dead, bro. like one day, this not gonna work out.
What I don't like is that I am fitter than most of them people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hike feels so hard for me? And them just
man. Dude.
As a matter, me supposed to can do this. Me African. Where me supposed to can traverse the? I'm from a mountainous area,
brother. I've seen people. Me, I hike up the mountain, and me, I slip. I'm slipping on the dirt, going up slowly, right? And then I'll see somebody running down, just bouncing from like.
you know, pieces to.
And I'm like,
they've done this before. They fell before. I knew exactly how to maneuver the thing.
No, no, how much?
These things make no sense. Like, the first man, all right, a parachute. like, no, that's... no, dog. Come, make us put things into perspective, brother. like, how much time a man tried the parachuting before it work?
Like, how did you know, say, yo, you need this much fabric in order for slow down to a point where you're not dead?
Brother, not even that part there. Like, you jump out. Remember, you can't pull the parachute too early, you know?
You can't pull it too early.
So you tell me, say, the man that pull it too early, dead.
Yeah.
And the man that pull it too late, dead.
God, here's the crazy part. Now, there's a potential. You jump out, open the parachute. You jump out immediately, open the parachute.
You're dead.
In a helicopter.
You're dead.
Blades catch your thing. It's done. Over, right?
You jump
or you're
out
in a plane and... You know, you get catching at the engine, car the thing drafting your thing, mm-hmm. You're dead. You get immediately vaporized.
And not even that too. Remember, I know, the parachute now must pull out.
There's that.
That could have cost a life, just forget that function.
Just to make sure I said that work, right? Because somebody, because all of them have to get tests. All of them have to get tests. And all of that could work.
How them plan the landing?
All of that could work and still not save you. you know
and,
what I mean?
And, like, and how you steer it?
So apparently there should be like
exactly.
things.
But I'm like that's what I'm gonna say. It takes so a trial and error that my youth where me boy.
I've seen a guy. There's this guy on IG in Miami that he just
randomly finds some building and parachute
and just
off of
base
them.
Jumps off the buildings like just first person view just run and just truck off of the building. You see him go. And I'm like, oh my Lord, I thought this guy was suiciding right now. This is wild. I'm just jump and just land in the parking lot and then, hey, what's up? And then cut really, again.
Like some people take some serious, like, you know them parkour really? Guys there?
Oh, man.
Me say, I did have a friend who used to do that at school, you see, man.
Yeah?
Not eat him now. hey, not eat. I watched that nigga take out all I'm teeth. every day with your school, this man a jump round like if a spider man.
Mm-hmm.
One day him jump is him man on the board where him jump and just let woof. Feel him. Just ja, feel ja. Him. More parkour. You know that, brother, the man we all are trying. brother, boy Pitney, yo.
Yeah man, free running, you know about free running. Boom, yeah man. yeah man.
brother. See, man, I try perfect a landing to bombard.
Yeah.
Landing perfect him.
Mm-mm.
Perfect ja, ja. Splack on him face. Splash! Brother, the man, we are like run, I try run up the stairs. Man, I try climb up. Man, I say, yo, the stairs, the right, just so make we walk, run upon the stairs. No, no, me go climb up there.
Yeah, I forgot. Flip over, is it me? Why?
Sometimes I watch them though on YouTube.
They're fun to watch, you know.
The man where I run on that jump cross from building to building and everything. Yeah,
that's so scary to me. Like how you... Here's what I realize. One day, we only go and see the one day we work, you know.
Somebody tell you sure it feels them.
They sure somebody feels them. They sure somebody feels them. And thank God the fields are still, you know, like you still survive the field. But brother, they might take too much risk sometime, bro. You see people that jump from roof and fifth story, sixth story, and grab a light pole
brother,
and bounce from.
Bro, you see the man them where I do it on all the train them in New York?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I would never. bro, me
some
don't know.
Train in New York, the man them at the panel top of it.
yeah, John Wick, I don't know, bro. Scary dog.
Spider-Man caused that, you know?
Yeah. The Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire, stop that train from sink. It must sink. Remember when you jump off of the thing, man?
Oh, yes. It was going to sink. Yeah, you're right.
And the dog suit start tear.
One of them crowd surfing back
those
to
those were good movies,
safety.
Brother. You watched The Last Captain America?
No.
That's the worst movie I've ever watched.
I don't know, bro.
Not ever watched, but... That was probably... It's Captain America Marvel, right?
The most recent one?
Yeah.
The one with my... You know?
With the black brother.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
He is the best actor in it.
Really?
Outside of him,
the rest of the movie is garbage.
Me come out of the theater. Me never finish it.
Wow. That had to be terrible, terrible.
Yeah, like, Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 5.5.
That's crazy.
It's a terrible movie.
5.5? Me never know so Rotten Tomatoes go so low.
Bro, it's a terrible movie.
I've seen a couple of I
need to check how low.
You ever seen the old Catwoman with Halle Berry?
Yeah. Also I like it.
You liked it?
Halle Berry? Everything about it.
Halle Berry is awesome.
I don't know nothing about it.
Thank you. Because
I just remember Halle Berry.
Yeah, this is Halle Berry. Halle Berry saved it. And the whole point of the movie was the fact that it was Halle Berry. If we're being fair. You know what I mean?
Bro, 48%
Judge
on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's crazy.
5.9% on IMDb.
Crazy. That movie is terrible.
Dog.
Absolutely terrible.
And it was a $180 million budget movie.
I can't send some of them budget out of here.
Imagine what would I do with a $180
million? Yeah, $180
million. $180 million right now. Prepare to be sick of me.
Yeah, man. Well, y'all get a full series. Y'all get...
Oh, me a shoot. I watch documentary. Me a do all kind of shit, man.
Brother. Yo. Forget them kind of budget.
The Grim Adventures of Jabba and Tina Milk. Yo, you know. Jabba sent me a video.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jabba sent me a video.
Is this seeable?
Jabba respond.
Is this seeable? Can we show this?
Yeah.
People,
they might can't see, but more you see it first.
People, the lore of Jabba.
What's Jabba? This is Jabba.
This is Jabba. This is the real life Jabba.
Jabba is literally. Watch it.
This look like Jabba already, Jaja.
Remember me tell you, say, rob me.
Is him explaining
yeah,
why?
Yeah, he was just explaining why he robbed me. So Jabba basically said,
put up a cable.
Yeah.
Jabba tell him part of the story.
Yeah. And people don't believe. Yo, people. Jabba said, me put up the cable. Jabba put up the cable. Me don't know if I'm. Maybe I'm a granny in a pay.
Wow.
My grandmother used her brain more while you know. Like, yeah. My grandmother would play a plate of food.
And just.
And say, yo, yeah, me owe you. I'll never get it back.
I got you, man.
My grandmother, yeah. But see, from the goose mouth, him put up my cable.
I said, that's why I get around.
Jabba, let me see. Hey, people, watch it.
Boy, if you tell the money, I'm going to put up a cable, you know, give me the money. I'm going to put up a lighter, you know, give me the money. So that's where you get robbed.
Wow. Wow.
It's funny that, you know what's hilarious about all of this? Is that people out there never believe Jabba real.
Bro, I thought Jabba was like this mystical creature. Bro. Jabba said, that's why you get robbed. No, I'm right. I'm right. But put up the cable and you never pay me. So that's why I'm rob you. Very on brand for Jabba.
Very Jabba-ish.
Very Jabba-ish. I see that he could be the character with the
him could have be a
black
Marvel
Tims
character.
And
him could have be a Marvel character.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Jabba still just doing the same Jabba things?
Bro, I don't know if y'all read the comments them. Like, people know him. Everybody has a weird. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
Of course, that's Jabba.
The lore of Jabba is almost complete.
When I could have Jabba come sit up on a podcast, yeah, Jesus.
Should try to make him call in or something. I don't know. Make somebody call, you know. Jabba, tell us your boy.
Boy, you know what I say? You know, give me the money.
Jaja. But,
Back to the same, like, the movie thing. I wanted the first movie where...
It's Captain America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. May I watch the movie... me I drop asleep. Mm-hmm. I'm just want to come out. I just get up and come out.
Just left.
Yeah.
Why?
What's I just say, come here, we are cutting now. Can't do this.
What's the last, like, really good movie that you...
Really good?
Yeah.
The last memorable movie I watch, if me I gotta be honest, is probably... Michael B. Jordan and the other youth.
The Creed. I haven't watched Creed enough. Yeah. Good? I hear it was really good though.
Creed, yeah, with Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
Dog. Excellent.
Yeah, I heard excellent. It was good. I heard it was really good.
That was the last memorable, but my most memorable movie me ever watched since me in America, like at one theaters, A Queen and Slim.
I watched Queen and Slim. I think I watched Queen and
the
Slim.
The storyline was completely stupid, though.
It was very. I was so mad.
She was getting this man in
bro,
trouble. Like,
I was so.
She cast this man in life.
Mad at this girl, bro.
Yo, the whole movie. Yo, if you know Queen and Slim, you know that girl there.
You know the girl that plays. You know that girl that plays her is Jamaican.
Brother,
I was like, when I found that out, I was like, you must be a yakka, you're wicked.
Yo, just the way she get the man in that trouble with the police.
Immediately.
Like, it never had to go there at all.
Bro, the whole movie was her fault, you know.
bro. Anybody Loki. Who has ever watched Queen and Slim, tell me for the understand, man. The whole movie
bro,
was her fault.
I'm not gonna lie. Damn, should I spoil it?
They probably watch it already.
They probably watch it already. Bro, when the police done her, I was like, thank you. Because this girl has been such a problem.
In this man's life.
In him life, the entire time. Every decision that was made.
That man was a law-abiding, perfect citizen in my
perfect. Life. Bro, the only reason them get pulled over because of she. They got stopped because of her. Cause she had check him phone. She don't like him, you know.
Yeah.
Remember, she don't like him. She didn't enjoy the date. You see me? In my carrier home. Him get a text. Now him get pulled over. Now him have to fight police.
And then after all of that, he could have still been good. She's like, why are you gonna call the police? You see two black people out here. Man, I said, Jesus.
Like, my girl, like
this is not one of those situations.
this is not that. Can we get out of here, please?
Let's figure this out. Bro, yo, she mash up the man whole
the
life.
The whole life, bro.
But it was a good movie, though. Oh, memorable. Yeah.
No, no, for sure.
Like, she's a great actor.
Yeah.
Yo, if you are doing a movie and you manage to make me hate you, you did your job.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Missio. Before you move, just like, share, comment, subscribe. Raise up your views, then, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have done your job.
So I've met her in person and I had to like...
You know,
have to
tell her I say I like her.
No, that was the first thing I said. I was like, yo, you know, say D with my, you there wicked, you know, Jamaican
stuff. Yeah.
You know, say D with my, you there wicked in that movie though. I never like it for that, you know. But I have to separate that. You look, you know. But I still kind of don't like you still.
Cause just not like you.
Yeah, because I feel like everything I hear from...
Brother, there's a woman right now where I don't like no time.
Ooh.
I don't care if I see her, I don't like you.
Who that?
Brother, you watch When They See Us? Bro, there's a, you see the liar, oh man, we lock them up in a, anyone see a girl.
Yo, yeah, we can.
No, I joke that, man. Dog. Brother, me.
Yo, it's one thing I noticed.
Brother, movie too real, brother.
One thing I noticed about black people in a dog. You see,
it's hard to separate the character.
You can't be a villain too good, you know.
Not for black well. People.
Yeah, man. Cause
now, I'm not like you.
No, are you that? That's you. I don't like you in a real life.
Brother, anybody, if you remember When They See Us, I don't remember her name, you know, but that the white lady, the white prosecutor lady.
That was just so determined that.
Virgin, yo, me, yo. Yo. Dog.
Just go somewhere. Don't make me see you nowhere.
Cop. Let me see which other man. You'd have a brother with me here too.
Ooh.
You see the man from Tyler Perry movie?
Which one? I be so upset at Tyler Perry movies.
See the
in
man
general.
From the man where play The Diary of a Mad Black Woman, where she end up like beating a long run and him the like cripple.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, man. Never, yeah, man. Him the play him role too
him
good.
Wicked. Yeah, man.
Me never like him at all.
Wouldn't I wouldn't par with him in real life now just because.
Just because of how well you play a role. Yo, comment. Comment anybody where like you think actors. They do too well of a job. No, you can't even rate them.
All right. You know which one? Although I still rate the actor, you know?
Yeah.
You know which movie made me judge this brother? You see, Leonardo DiCaprio in Django. Bro, you see when him drop it in bomb, bro, I was like,
yeah, I watch
now
him,
Leo. Leo, as a G, that one they flow too easy for you a while ago. You know, dog is.
Me know, so they
didn't
say,
or whatever, you know,
they didn't say it take him a while to say it to them. Like, never said behind the scenes.
Yeah.
It was, it didn't take long.
Yeah. So, you know, I heard that too. And me saying, him did actually cut him on in that scene.
So, him could have said it?
No, not so him could have said it, but in the scene, like, there when. Mm-hmm. The glass did cut him.
Yeah.
He actually did cut him, man, and just kept the scene going.
Doc, some crazy thing happened in a movie, you know?
Yeah.
Where, like, them supposed to just be, like, fake. Yeah. And it's real.
And sometimes, yo, that's why I'm a rate actors still, you know, because somebody think them, I'm like,
this too real.
Bro,
brother, yo, you know Titus, right? Yeah. Jamaica, Titus.
Yeah.
Brother, so, remember in a Sprinter, mm-hmm. when Titus, I don't know, but I don't know if I'm not even sure if I watch it, mm-hmm. but in a Sprinter, there is a scene where it's like when the police lock me up after my brother.
Yeah.
And the police are interrogate me. Mm-hmm. And Titus did supposed to just like drape me up. And him supposed to say, yo, you're on a dangerous spot.
Mm-hmm.
So some simple like a line.
It's like
to just,
after everybody did run from the house.
Yeah,
and
him supposed to drive fear in me. Mm-hmm. Brother, the man boxed me for real.
Yo, so when I see that box, I was like, yo.
Yo,
it looked like a box deal for real a while ago.
Yo,
you're not dangerous, like
dog. Dog, the man shot me a box. Yo, the man boxed me. Yo, dog. Brother, when the man boxed me, brother, me I try stay in a character, brother. Me can't even see him. Yeah, me I tell him, I saw me I stay. Man, I say, yo, man, I'm a dangerous spot. Me, I say, yo, what me fi say again?
I said, that part, I feel dangerous for real. That's why you box me.
Brother, me no remember none of me lines them when the man box me, brother. I say, wow, hey, we need supposed, this supposed to real?
But it's in character. You see, man, it's in character. He mad at you right now.
Brother, man, give me a box, brother. Some of the time, man, them can't just realize like an act we act. Brother, in a Sprinter, the man named brother, we had shoot at GC faster. We had the running scenes. Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, bro, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Because you got to do.
We have to do the run. You have to run.
And you have to run in real life.
Yeah, we have to run in real life and then him get real runners because he wanted to look as real as possible.
Yeah. And also, I'm sure you're doing 10, 20
takes.
Brother,
the man. No, man, carry me go GC faster.
Mm-hmm.
With men that are actively still doing track and
mm-hmm. real like
tracks man. Carry me go GC faster, go race.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
With tracks man. Mm-hmm. Man, when me used to run with and when me go high school.
Them not do it. Them not ease up for making
exactly. Them, yeah. Brother, we shoot so much time. Every time the man them say. Action! Like me, I said, what I do? Impress them. When I try to, like,
and I say, yo, I mean, if you have a sprint tire on my
man, I say, yo, what kind of? What I try to impress them on them? Like, yo, I'm supposed to win.
Like, yo, chill, guys.
Stop.
What are you doing?
Like, what on?
If I run, I'm like, yo, what's happening here? What are we,
bro?
What are we doing,
bro? It became an actual race.
Like a real life race. Like, yes, you better.
Because the man them realize me actually can run.
Oh, so they're like, oh, no. When you think we was just going
to. Man, I said, but DL, me I used to run at champs. Wait a time, bro.
You
used to go Casey. Yeah, remember you.
You've beat me in a race before.
I said, yo, remember you. All them man they faster than me.
Yeah.
In a sprinter?
Yeah.
No. I wouldn't bet say all of them be faster than me. But
they're not like runners.
I was not training for like 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm
they're actively
me
training.
These guys are actively in college doing track and field. Bear in mind, sprinter, me I shoot sprinter in my first year at university.
Mm-hmm.
Going into second.
Yeah.
And then man, you know, like them 4th year. probably fifth, sixth. Cause you know them man, they like stay at school forever. Facts. Some of them man are older than me.
Yeah.
All of them, they're older than me.
Yeah. And actively training right now.
Doing track and field right now. Not no, oh, I was running when I was 16, 17 and stop.
No.
The man do it right through. The man them, full blown race. Me, I say, why are you doing this?
Like, bro, it's like, we're making a movie. This is not.
Like, please, just make me win. Brother, we keep on
the scene, bro.
We keep on a run the same thing over and over again because the man, they would not let me win. Me, I start asking. Me, I say, yo, brother, yo, we have something. Talk to
me. What's the problem?
Like, what me do?
Like, what's going on here? God, it's a movie we're shooting in. You know
it's
that.
Just a movie, you know. Me don't feel like
yeah, for real, you know. Like, there's not a championship or not. What's supposed to happen? God, you know, make it happen for
like,
some reason.
Like, me supposed to win.
Yeah, that's all we need. Why would upon 35 takes of you running full speed, Bridget?
Brother.
Why are you doing this?
Brother, me talk about farm, knees, me, I said, no, brother. You see, because me realize that, them I do.
Yeah.
Brother, you see, like after the fifth take,
yeah.
Me say, so this is what we're doing.
All right, so me, I forgot really.
Me, I said, me, I don't know, Ross. No. Me say, all right, then. We have a race.
Yeah.
So now, somehow they can beat me, no.
Yeah.
But somehow I'll get embarrassed now.
Facts.
Because now, me, I got run left somehow, no. Me, I said, all right, then. I did 8 away a shoot.
Yeah.
8 of them never faster than me.
Yeah. Straight.
So me, I say, all right then. Give me jump. I said, me just call the director. I said, Storm, mm-hmm. just give me a jump.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me like, put me 10 meters in front of them.
Yeah. So we can. So we don't have the starting shot yeah. already.
I said,
so,
all right then. Make us see how it go mm-hmm. when me 10 meters in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
I say, if them can catch me back.
Yeah.
Maybe 2-3 catch me back. It yeah. start look bad. Because yeah. now it don't look like a race again.
Yeah.
Because they put me out there, so I know me knew it in my mind. Yeah. I said, all right then. So the thing said it's sweet.
The thing said regular. Okay. Fine.
So the thing said, because I'm supposed to win, you're not going to make me do this 50 times because you're not run past me.
Yeah, because you're not try to embarrass me.
What a style.
Set. All right.
What a style.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, mm-hmm. me just start running all of my might. Brother, race, we are race.
Yo, come on, like.
Brother, bro, race, we are race.
When I watch it, I'm like, yo, they look like him are run for real.
Race. We start race.
Yo.
Fully race.
Jaja.
Like, when I set, go. Race.
Farm.
Like, we are race now.
Stride.
Uno nago. Me tired now. And uno keep on have me ash run over and over and over again. So now we are going to just race.
Jaja.
And you know where I am? Then put me 10 meters in front.
Yeah.
Now it look too far and another shot where the brother want. Now we have to push it back a little bit if you try it.
Make it look closer. Like
brother, it get to the point, you know what end up happening?
Yeah.
We have to shoot the ending a certain way
mm-hmm.
because the whole the race keep on happening.
And it
match up the way the brother like it.
Yeah.
So much that we start just fabricate the ending. Like the next, like the last 15 yards,
yeah.
we start just run that alone.
Okay, it's like, all right, we just need to catch the end of the race. We have all the build up, we have different angles.
Because the man them just wouldn't just make me just win.
Why Jamaicans this? Yeah, put me in a movie, that you think?
We are acting up. We are ack.
You are ack. You are ack. They must say, watch your style, yeah.
Bro.
I've got to earn the winnings,
brother,
you know.
The man them would never make me win.
Man them say, I've got to earn the winnings, so it look real upon the TV, you know.
Brother, the director was so happy, though.
Yeah.
Because he must say, yo, you see those shots we got? You see those shots? Me not.
Yeah, but they look good.
Look, brother, I'm done. I'm tired. Brother, that whole segment of the movie, my black, you know.
Listen, it's on a beat.
My black. Black, brother. Son of brother, where I shoot this at Spanish Town, GC Faster.
Yeah, man.
Black. Yeah, man.
Fully.
Dog.
Ja, no. Ja. You know what I've been watching? You know what I've been watching lately, though? I've been trying to find back good animes. Do you watch anime?
You never watch anime, you know that. Big man, you can't.
What? Okay.
You're a big man, you know that. Why you
okay.
watch anime?
Okay.
I mean, you have anime watchers in here.
So, anime watchers, hit the comments for me, please.
I feel
like this is perfect, though.
You're a big man.
Why do you not like anime?
Because I'm a big man now, though. I'm not time for you to watch an anime, brother. I have bills.
Okay, what do you... Yeah, but you watch other things.
Yeah, but me watch big people things with, like, real life things that take place tonight. Not one man need the seven-tail medallion fox type thing for shoop through him head and all him life, him all him want be a Hokage. Me a big man, virgin.
So you do watch?
That was when I was a child. That was when me a pitney. Why me still want be Hokage?
All right. So there is versions of anime, just like anything else.
Even know what it, what, Bleach?
No, you have, all right. You ever seen Berserk?
I don't want to.
That's probably for the best. Berserk is probably one of the most top tier, like, adult animes. Because anime is not always a 12-year-old with magical powers that need to save the world.
Bro, I've seen all variations of animes.
There's no way you could have seen all variations. All, and they're not all childish.
They're all childish.
I feel like you should watch some proper animes, bro.
I feel like
you should try a proper one.
There is a specific personality with anime watchers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like how you're just like, yeah, I'm not even going to elaborate. Yeah. I think you all know what I'm talking
about. All anime people are the same.
Oh.
You know, get a job. Go get a job. Walk in your room, it stinks. All me I see is anime and a bunch of socks where you wipe the... you know what the socks them for. You know exactly what the socks them for.
All right.
Laptop just sit by your bed for no reason. I watch damn anime.
You can't really open the laptop too tough, car. Laptop good, they are sticky.
Brother, anime.
Brother.
Any man who watch anime know at this age probably I watch cartoon porn.
That's a high possibility. That's a very high possibility.
See?
Like there is...
Me hear when them pop up there, like, you know, if I have them pop up there, the cartoon porn pop up them. Some regular...
some girl with
bro, what do you mean? I want full, brother. I want full-blown business presentation, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Go up on our website, brother. Anime pop-up. From me big Zoom meeting. Anime pop-up blues. Cooper, I mean, never watch an anime blues in my life, brother. Why they gonna embarrass me like that?
Why would this pop up and do this?
Why would that spam happen to me? That one, you know.
Cause them feel like if wherever you don't go upon, that's them audience. No, no, no. Somebody pay for that advertising there. That's an hurtful part, you know. They paid for that.
For that pop up, like
for that pop up. Right.
Tell them I say, whoever is doing this presentation right now.
Yeah, man. Them need this in them life.
This is probably where they might watch.
No, but okay. So I've been watching, there's an anime called Solo Leveling. I feel like you might have liked Solo Leveling.
I won't.
I feel like you won't just because you're very anti-anime.
Bro, if me I go watch a cartoon right now, mm-hmm. is probably like a F is for Family.
Bro. If you're watching F is for Family is more childish than
no, that's
anime.
A real life thing.
Bro, there's real life animes.
But now watch the anime, brother, with no man with no superpower.
There's a million animes without superpowers, bro.
No, I watch the anime, Bridgin.
There's a million animes without superpowers that tackle real life, real issues that people dealing with in real life.
And you know the thing is, bro, the following women have is mostly men, you know.
Mm-hmm.
According to the data, mm-hmm. 68% men watch this YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, women subscribes me.
Please.
A man them, big up on yourself. So now, mm-hmm. now we know so we have whole heap of anime watchers in Addison.
Yeah.
All you anime watchers, grow up.
Okay. Comments. Do me a favor. Recommend animes in the comments
Jesus
that you think
Christ. No,
they should watch.
Where you send them people?
Yes, bro. I feel like you should watch.
Brother,
I feel like you should watch.
You
like
see, Rick and Morty, F is for family.
Bro, those are all way more childish than
I'm not a watching lot of no animes, bro. Cartoon for me, cartoon.
So anime too realistic sometimes?
Anime has some foolishness, brother. Brain a splatter and, oh, I always wanted to be, finally. And the worst thing is, why am I watching something when I have to read the subtitles? It's what you got.
All right. So,
the whole time, you want me to sit down? Me, I want big man. Big 29-year-old man, sit down. All me I hear is, No, Virgin.
I mean, you know my favorite anime trope is, you ever see the glasses push? The character that wears the glasses. And then push up the glasses, and bro, the glasses shine a little bit.
I don't know who that is.
That's every character. Every anime, there are certain characters in every anime now. The main character is like always a spiky-haired, some color-haired person, right? Mm-hmm. Bleach, Naruto, all of them, right? There's the nerdy glasses character that usually does like magic or something. And them, when them appear, them always press up them glasses.
So why is it that they're all Japanese or Chinese, right?
There's Japanese ones, there's like Korean ones, there's Chinese ones. The Chinese ones aren't as popular.
So them don't just make it, but you have to read subtitles.
Yeah, because it's in. I mean, not, unless you speak Japanese.
Brother, me can't bother read like that again. But now I'm read so. No,
here's what's so crazy about me now. I watch subtitles with everything.
Yeah, but me no want to, me no want to not hear.
Me like, not hear what the... Mm-hmm. I could see that. I feel like that's the most fair argument.
Me if you don't want that.
Subtitles, like...
Me not read that. For instance, I still can't watch Squid Games. It's not English. I'm not doing it.
There's a them have English subtitle now.
Yeah, but the talking...
English, them have English dub now.
Yeah, but me don't even like the dub. The dub throw me off.
Oh, because it don't match the...
Yeah.
So anyway, you used to watch Kickers back in the day, man?
No.
Really?
Anything where have them kind of... No.
So you know about Silver Fox and them something? You don't know about them?
No.
What?
I'm not that guy.
Bro, so them, you know what? I used to sit them and watch a movie them and halfway through, man, with the karate movie them.
That's why me never used to
the
like
Legend them
more.
The Legend of Silver Fox. You shall not defeat my Shaolin style.
Some of them madness fool. That's the key. I watch them thing, the dog. Last movie I watched like that was probably Shaolin Soccer.
Shaolin Soccer is a classic.
I'm going to watch it for laugh.
Yeah.
And the ball game.
Okay. So have you seen Kung Pao?
No.
Red, oh, you don't watch Kung Pao.
I know you don't watch Kung Pao. If you know, it's Kung Pao. You know why?
Why? Because it's
Kung Pao food. Chicken.
If you watch Shaolin Soccer, you have to watch Kung Pao, bro. To watch. Okay. I feel like three, and these aren't animes because you watch Shaolin Soccer. But if you watch Shaolin Soccer, you have to watch Kung Pao and you have to watch Kung Fu Hustle. I promise you. Comments, please tell him how much he needs to watch Kung Pao and Shaolin and Kung Fu Hustle.
Me watch Kung Pao, Wally, brother. When it's in the microwave, I turn. So when it's in the microwave, I turn.
That's a best movie.
Me just watch it and spin.
No, man.
I'm not on time. I watch the Kung Pao.
I feel like you'd like Solo Leveling.
Bro, I feel like you'd like Solo Leveling. Have any time?
So I like watching anime. No, you know what you would like? No, you wouldn't like it. Kind of too mystical for you. I feel like you'd like Death Note, though, bro.
I'm not on time for them sitting there.
So I like to watch animes.
I'm not watch it.
I like to watch animes that. Because there are certain animes that them have like hundreds of episodes. I'm completely done with that. One Piece have like 1,000 episode. Naruto have like, I think through all of the seasons is like some 700 episode or something like
I stopped watching Naruto from it stopping in English, you know.
I stopped watching Naruto when, after the first big fight with.
People are telling me, like, Naruto grew up now and turned man and like.
It's not about Naruto anymore.
See?
Naruto have him youth. Naruto is Hokage now. Apparently now. Naruto is now Hokage. And his son is Boruto, who is now the new, like,
Naruto.
Main character. Yeah.
So Naruto, like, big man.
Yeah, Naruto is a big man. Him running the village now.
So where Hokage do?
Hokage is like the president of the town.
So him fight or anything?
Yeah, him still fight and protect the village, and he does more like the political, you know. The Hokage is just the leader, the chief guy of the town.
So him finally become the baddest then?
Yes.
So them talk about him like him are the baddest, them afraid of him or anything?
I mean, you know, he's still Naruto, so you
know. So he have to pop up, so him pop up and fight one and two times?
I don't know. I haven't watched
see
it.
See me tell you this shit.
No, it is. Bro, I'm not, okay.
I'm used to watch One Piece though. Yeah, yo.
So, I've never watched One Piece.
That's how when him like, that's how the elastic you, right?
Elastic brother, yeah. Luffy. Never watched One Piece. Only because, as I say, I like animes that, I like to watch, I like to just binge a show till it's done. And it already reached like 1,000 and something episode. And at this point, I'm just like, I'm never watching this.
You're watching this forever.
I'm never going to watch this. People are like, bro, just like I take it like a, if you binge it, it would just take you like a six to eight months. 6 to 8 months.
So you're watching nothing else?
Nothing else. Just like your work shift is watching One Piece.
I'm a binger, you know. I'm a series binger.
Then you'd probably love One Piece. Then.
You watch Prison Break?
So I've heard Prison Break is really good. I've heard like the first season is really good, especially.
Prison Break really good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You watch Breaking Bad?
Yeah, that's a good binging series.
Breaking Bad, Legendary. I need to finish Saul, Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that's a good. Mm-hmm. Blacklist was a good binging series too.
So I watched the first season of Blacklist and then got like upset because I was like, all right, who is this guy?
Is it a daughter or is it not a daughter?
Just get to the point because no, you know, prolong this thing. How much criminal him know, sir?
The toughest criminal.
All of them. Him know 700 criminal. Nah, bro.
You watch Lucifer?
I started watching that too.
Lucifer did have a vibe too.
So here was my problem with Lucifer. I felt like because of how them set up the show, this felt like
it
you
don't
could
feel
put,
like it was shot in LA though. Why am I looking for like LA places and can't find
it
no
feel
LA?
Like it's, I don't know if I old school LA, I don't know which LA them shoot it in, them, bro.
If the setting probably was LA, it probably wasn't shot in LA. Come here, look.
Yeah.
I must see one diner. It does never give me LA vibe at all.
I don't see any, there was no like.
And most I shoot like it's a high rise. There's not many high rises in LA. Lucifer was not living downtown.
No, he was not.
Exactly. And there is not many high rises in West Hollywood and Beverly's.
I don't know where them.
Where was that? What that?
I mean, you know, that could have been Seattle for all we know, you know.
Yeah, that probably could have shoot at Toronto.
Yeah. My only issue with that show is because of how them set it up, I didn't like the idea of like anybody could show up and just be any character. Like, okay, here's this guy. He's Lucifer. Cool. Mad. No.
This guy's Lucifer brother.
This guy's Lucifer brother.
The angel.
He just happens to be, you know, a 6 foot black guy that looks nothing like Lucifer. Whatsoever.
Not even kind
of. Not even. Them don't look like them would have related at all.
And then Lucifer father black.
And him father black.
Lucifer so, mixed with an ounce of black.
The whitest brother. Right?
The girl who him love, one little Chinese girl.
Mm-hmm.
We do the fighting one.
The little Chinese, like half Chinese, half black looking girl. There's him mother who is younger than him for some reason.
And then Lucifer just don't want to leave hell. Him don't want to go back.
Go back to hell.
When him run. And apparently I feel him place and him run it. And him and God saw.
But can't remember God and him pops. Too, yeah. You know? Like, so him know. It's like him know. No, I go back to hell. Kind of feel like him never deserve, not deserve, but him should not get like banished to that.
Brother,
I was like, watch the first season, and I was like, all right, I'm over this. I'm over the show.
Boy, watch all of Lucifer.
Yeah,
watch Lucifer. Which other one made I say? Bad. Breaking Bad, but what is the other one name with the white man and him end up like have to sell drugs for like this cartel? Him did sell drugs for a cartel.
Ozark, bro. Bad show.
Bad show.
That's our next show where make me hate. Cause him wife?
She mash up everything too.
Oh Lord, bro. Man, I watch the whole show. I'm like, dog, you know, say, I know your wife, but you know, say, she.
I caused all of this.
You know, say she should have killed still. That everybody where I go on in the
everything.
She had the problem.
Ah, when she had gay man bun.
Bro, she's the whole reason all of this happened. she's the whole reason everything happened, you know. And then she just keeps doubling down on the problems.
Anytime I'm in a thing, yo. Every time I think she couldn't make it worse,
it just gets. She just 50 make it worse. It's like,
but even when it just start with the cartel man, when my landed the money for to tell him I have to run away and go live in the community.
Mm-hmm.
When them live there, may I say, all right, let me see now. Maybe he's another villain now.
Yeah.
No, brother. She
the whole time. The whole time as she hero.
Jesus like, Christ.
I'm like, brother, she a gear bun. And the reason why all of this I get worse and worse, like, you know, she's giving so much input on this, bro.
As a bun giver.
As a bun giver.
And him a learn, and him know what she give bun to.
Him know. Him absolutely. The only reason, low-key, the cartel is the only reason why them still together, you know?
Yeah.
You see me? Because if it wasn't for none of that.
Him gone.
Him gone. Was. I'm fully gone. I think the kids kind of save her too. And the kids was also terrible. The kids was also terrible.
yo, whoever write it's beautiful writing that though.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what you want out of a show, right? You want a show that like going to, you know, incite this emotion in you that.
One of my favorite series them for watch was Snowfall.
Bro.
Like, me hurt right now that Snowfall not the boat anymore.
Them said them do a spin-off, you know.
I don't want to watch that, man.
Yeah.
If Idris not unite,
yeah.
I built this shit.
I built this. Me! Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
And I'm be damned if
you... And I'm going to be damned if you lose everything if you let another... That's because you don't like the way another nigga talk. I built this shit. Me! Brick by brick. And I'll be damned if I let a nigga tear it down just because you don't like the way another nigga talk.
It's the let a nigga talk. British, you know?
Drive, motherfucker!
Dog, British AF, you know?
Meet the man of LA Tirati, the man full blown British.
Full blown British.
Meet the man of LA, the man full blown British.
That's so crazy. Bro, man, I watch the show, I'm like, this brother can't really be. Yo, the man of the LA young king.
So anytime you hear the man say, hey, yo, Leon.
Hey, yo,
say,
Leon.
Yo,
say, yo,
something them are gonna do now, you know.
Business.
Brother, the way how it end, I don't know if people realize, you know, but that's the way how the drug business ends, you know. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
It might not have to be a crackhead, but like so they never lock him up though.
Yeah.
Like, it probably would have better if him did actually lock up though.
So here's you know what I thought was going to happen? I thought that he was just going to be like, damn. I forgot to take out Leon now. You know, he got armor.
I knew it was going to finish like that.
Yeah.
Based off of how it ago.
Yeah.
Man, I said, oh, then I probably make this be like real drug game.
Yeah. Like, all right, I'm just going to lose everything and just end up.
Come in like him, mother, you know.
His mom upset me so much.
I think every movie need one of them people where it's like, you hate.
You have to hate them. I don't know if I could watch her in another movie now. I don't know if I could see her in the next show. I like her. Based on that. Bro, the man is so close. Although, to be fair, we don't know if he was going to actually ever
give him the money.
Get that money. Right,
but I think all he have to do is get the code.
Yeah, he just need the code, and I don't even know why she felt like
to kill him right there, sir.
Right there, I couldn't get the code first. You couldn't wait 20 seconds before you do that.
But you know we're crazy out of all of this.
What?
Why never just go get like a job after that and like just be a regular person?
I mean, you know, he could have.
Man, he's desperate. Man, I try to borrow money from everybody still, you know.
Yeah, but so all right. So here's what
Leon never lend him the money.
Here's what I'm upset about with Leon. I feel like Leon should have given the money because I feel money.
No.
Bro, Leon, remember in the beginning, Remember all of this a theme thing, you know? The only reason him have money.
No, Leon work for him. Leon make him money.
Yes.
I don't know feed money. Leon have money.
He earned America. His money. Yes.
Exactly.
Right?
No.
But me never have to pay you. As a bridging.
Me never have to do the work as a bridging. If I never have to Leon, he wouldn't have him have.
What do you mean? He was doing that without Leon, bro. Remember him bring on,
him put them on.
Yes.
But at the same time, Leon control a certain, the neighborhood, one of the area them,
yeah.
where is a big earner for him.
True.
Remember, after, just like any business, Leon never need him no more, just a sell, cause them a friend, you know.
Yeah.
Like, remember say at the time, he did get to a point where Leon could dictate if him can sell in his neighborhood or not, you know.
Yes.
Remember, Leon was the man.
For that area.
Then. He wasn't the man for no era.
Not anymore.
He was, no. Idris, when name? He never controlled anywhere.
Franklin. Yeah.
He never controlled anywhere. Franklin was only the plug.
Yeah.
The plug now no control.
Over the area. The
only thing the plug have is control to the product.
Yeah.
If you lose control to the product, then you as a plug, you're useless. So, him.
Fair.
So, teach me how to squabble. What am I name? What them name?
Jerome.
Uncle. Jerome.
Jerome, yeah. Uncle Jerome.
Jerome and him woman.
Yeah.
Them control a era.
Yeah.
Leon control theme era. Tina never control no era.
Yeah, I'm just Franklin, control the product.
Franklin just said that control product. So, when everything got crazy, he realized Franklin now have no shooter. Him now have no community. I help him.
No, but here's the thing though. I'm sure Franklin was operating thinking that these people was his community. Remember, Leon was in bridging from high school.
Yeah, but him still never lived there with Leon.
He never lived there, but
Franklin separate himself.
But he did live with Jerome.
Yeah, but Franklin separate himself from everything. You know why? Because in the streets, street thing go, I don't want to be seen around it.
Yeah.
Because remember, Franklin want to wear the suit and the tie.
Yeah,
because
I'm always
going around with the bourgeoisie.
Polo, black
so guess what?
Button up to the
you see, when things hit the fan, him not a soldier around him. Because just like any other work, you are give me for X, and if you can't give me no more, our year thing slope, I go somewhere else. And then in the world of them, in them game, there everybody can find somebody.
Yeah, but Franklin did have.
Franklin never have no solid shooter or nothing. One time, some woman, the man have to start pirate.
Yeah, cause your uncle sell you out. Your uncle sell you out because your auntie know what
your uncle and auntie control one era. Leon control one. Franklin never control no era. You see, Franklin did fine a little.
But what me I say is the only reason him control the area is because them never did control nothing before him become the plug, you know. Them never did a lock the ends before.
Him make them can lock the ends them.
Me make you can lock the ends.
Yeah, but then you disconnect yourself from the ends.
Not necessarily, I have to do them thing. I have to provide the thing them so uno can lock your ends. So me set up everything for you, so you can buy all of them gun ya, and you can have millions of dollars lock off, and you can lend me a money as a bridging.
How much you realize him? They lend him already, right? And him call him for borrow money again.
So
Leon did lend him $3 million, you know.
So
no, come here. No, me if you understand.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, but
did you realize Leon? I realized lend him $3 million,
and him go back for ask for more money. Because him did
start again.
But what the problem? What's wrong with that?
And then if Melania my money with me do.
So all right. So you tell me.
I saw friendship make a man lose everything.
So but this is what me I say. That's why I thought. I wouldn't
lend him no more money.
I agree, but I figured Franklin would have prayed like.
No.
John, I forgot done Leon.
Leon said to him, Leon tell him if he come out of the game. Remember the conversation. Yeah. Leon looked upon him and said, yo, we're rich in a dog.
Yeah. Yes.
Leon literally, yo, we're rich in a. Me done.
Yeah.
Remember, say Leon cut and go all Africa.
Him got Africa and come back.
Yes, Leon yes. Start enjoying money now. Like Leon say, yo, although me's a ghetto youth, mm-hmm. me rich. Because Leon look like him didn't make money too.
Yeah, Leon didn't make
and
money.
And he could have got rich and live certain place, but him staying at the ghetto.
Yeah.
But him left and him come back.
Mm-hmm. Him left because him that style him. Him that style him and him girl to him girl. Did.
Yeah, because he got take up about the crackhead girl and all them sitting there.
And she ended up get drugs up. She was such... Yo, her journey...
Her go and come back.
Yo, her journey... Like, she had the craziest journey in the show to me. Like,
yeah, from the crackhead...
From being beautiful. Like, this beautiful hot girl with...
Yo, to a Leon, full-blown crackhead.
To a full-on crackhead to come back a hot girl again. I'm like, oh, yo, this is bad.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, you know, Franklin never gets retrieved from the crackhead life, though.
Anything, Franklin take the ugly brother that are the ugliest woman in the whole...
Yo, but it vexed with him for that, you know? Yo. I'm like, dog, you couldn't get...
And the... Oh, sorry. Me not gonna do that. What me just do a while ago? No. We not gonna say that.
Respectful. Respectful.
Respectfully.
Respectfully. Apologies. Apologies. But...
I wanted something else. That make it worse. That made it worse.
That made it so much
that double down. That make it worse. Yeah, but yeah.
You know, media wise,
that movie, that whole series there.
Excellent series.
Excellent series. BMF, made it start BMF.
Yeah.
Watch BMF.
Watch a couple episodes. And
couldn't, I think after the second season, them keep on and lose me.
Yeah.
Me think a life happened around the move, round it.
Yeah.
Because big man think.
Like me, in, like, around the production of
me
it.
Me now make them subscription, they catch me. No. Me can't buy that.
Brother.
I forgot too much place, brother.
I forgot to go yes if I watch this and then go this if I watch
I
that show.
I subscribe
then.
To Stars and then me have to go over yes to Paramount. Yeah, man. Plus, have and then me have to
do this
Hulu
HBO for
get Snowfall and
too much. Too much.
I have to keep up with it sometimes. So it miss me.
Yeah. Some enough of them miss me like that. Cause there's a show I mean enough people are telling me to watch Severance.
Me hear about it too. I'm not watching it.
The only part people tell me to watch it, I'm like, bro, am I gonna get Apple Plus, Apple TV. Me, I go get Apple TV, you know, yeah. For watch a show, yeah.
Listen to me. Me not mind sit down and watch them. The best, Netflix are definitely the best documentary place because I watch
Netflix have the documentary.
I am watching like the twin brothers from Beverly Hills. You know, the brother them? You know, the brother them where do the murder at Beverly Hills?
Oh, murder them parents. Yes, the Menendez brothers.
The Menendez brothers. Mm-hmm. Watch the Hernandez documentary.
Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah. Watch the Madoff.
So,
the Madoff documentary.
But it go for start the Madoff one, but I'm not watch it yet.
Bad? The Epstein documentary.
That one's crazy.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Watch, you ever watch like Bitcoin?
I never seen that one.
Yeah, Bitcoin are like some youth from like Miami 2017 come up like create like this fake Bitcoin. Like I try use a Bitcoin card, like they make a fake Bitcoin website, everything,
and then just
and did I make grab people crazy money?
Wow,
so much that them did I try and make it real, like them started as something were fake as a
and
scam.
Like, yo, we're
but so
this
much,
now.
So much people, so them actively try and do the right thing at the end.
Yeah, never work out.
Yeah, one of them end up in jail, one snitch, all kind of sitting. The one snitch, I might get the documentary done about it, right?
Yeah. Now. Judge.
Watch every drug documentary you watch, I think of, like Salma Bluda and Willie Falcone.
Have you seen? I call this. This is not what it's called, but I call this show Crackhead Chemist. Have you ever seen how to? I think it's like how to hide a drug scandal or something like that.
Yeah, how to hide a drug
with
scandal.
With the two the forensic.
Yeah, with the two physician them or something like that.
Brother, imagine you as a. You in the illegal world, right? Or not even that. Imagine you're in the illegal world. You have some kind of substance. Police pull you over, right? Them say they're gonna send it to the lab for testing. You are say assault, so we're gonna send it to the lab for make sure say assault.
Mm-hmm.
Only for find out say the lab that they're sending it to, that chemist is doing the drugs. that chemist is doing the drugs. So much so that them run out of the criminal drugs and they're using the government.
No, they might just the government drugs.
The government stock, the government are going to have the purest one too. You know, cause you have to use them that for the base, base how strong where them have is. And she's doing the government drugs pan government pay.
I will sit down. You see, if there's a documentary. Netflix need to do it.
Remember Tinder
Swindler. That was another crazy documentary.
Man said, yo, my enemies are after me. Me need like a 30 grand. I was like, bro.
Me can't swindle like that. Jesus Christ.
I mean, apparently you need a pyramid scheme of swindling, you know. So you need the one girl first. And then use that girl to swindle the other girl them. You see me?
Get the rest of them.
Yeah, because you have to show them the lavish life. And when they believe say so you have the lavish life, then you ask them for a 30 pack.
Brother, I watch all the one them where they talk about like the 9/11. Mm-hmm. I watch every World War II documentary. I'm tired of them now. I see every world. There's 70 million.
It's not a documentary, but there's a movie. If you haven't watched it, I feel like it. If you're into like World War II or war movies, there's a movie called All Quiet on the Western Front. It's like a... There's an updated version, like a 20, I think it's like 2023 or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like originally like a 1950s like German movie based on like the real experiences of the soldiers from like going to war to like their actual war experience. Yeah. And it's like it's trippy to see how like as kids them. You know, them going to war, them 18, sign up for the army, them are, you know, wartime. And
yeah.
Them might look on it like, yeah, man, we're going to go there. Man. Yo, you might get shot on the ground.
And then them couldn't believe.
When them go there and see the real carnage that's going on, bro. And you see them come back completely broken.
Come back mad.
Mad out. Crazy.
But one thing we know, you see, the movie War Movie. So this is an episode about movies.
Yeah, about movies.
This is an episode about movies and how we can go down a wormhole of watching movies.
Yeah.
Clearly, I am the documentary man.
Yes.
And the series man. Mm-hmm. Crooks is the anime guy.
I'm not fully anime
You're
guy.
You're kind like, of mostly the anime guy.
Not then. Mostly. I used to be very into animes. I'm not like as in... I like to find a good one. God, me have bridging with anime. Like them just watch.
I wonder, like, people watch anime. Do you guys work?
They usually do.
Me just feel like a man who watch anime in a beard.
Bro, there's a lot of people that watch anime, bro. You say all of them people that don't.
Me just feel like most man who watch anime in a beard. Like, me just feel like.
You know what you're thinking? You're thinking that elaborate, like, gamer, anime, nerd stereotype.
Me feel like most.
Yeah, I mean, you can't just watch anime and have to be like a nerd about it. You know what I mean?
I feel like most.
You have people where have, all right, you see if you go buy like a body pillow with an anime girl on it, you're gone too far, Bridget. Yeah. You know? Like, you have figurine and them thing. They're like, oh yeah, bro.
Something off.
Yeah, I don't know. You know?
I don't trust them, man. You know what? Hey, remember the feeling of people about the animes and and the shows them. This is an episode about movies. Crooks, you have anything to say about the people them?
Yeah, take care of yourself and each other. Big up on yourself.
All right, people, we're out of here. Boom. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe.